Welcome to Shom Machshava on the Daf. The Shir today is sponsored Louis Nishmas, called the Peril Bas Yaakov, whose Yortzet is on Chafhei Odor. The Shir and Perik Chelik are sponsored Louis Nishmas, Arbi Yaakov Shalom, and Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik Zayin. The Gemara on the end of Amud Aleph tells us that Chit Alfei Shnei Havu Almo Vechat Choruv. The world exists for 6,000 years, and then it's going to be 1,000 years, the world will be destroyed, it will be Choruv. There will be a churban to the world. Now here we have a big machlekes in the Rishonim already. Does chat chorov mean literally there will be no world, there will be a destruction of the world? Or the world will change from the way that we know it? The Rambam, in the end of Perek Ches Meichel Tshuvo, he writes, Ze shekaru oysu chachomim ha'olam habo, lo yibishenu motzu yate, not because it's something that doesn't exist for today. This world will be destroyed, and only afterwards that world will come. It won't be this way. It's existing right now. And meaning, in the Rambam is basically saying there's no destruction to the world, and so he says in the Mori Nevuchim. Comes the Ravid and disagrees. He says that Nire Kemakhi Shein Oilam Choyzer Toivavo. It disagrees the fact that the world will go back to Toiv Avo, to be a chiddush of the world. He says, but we have our Gemara. So says the Ravid, the world will be destroyed and be rebuilt for Olam Haba. So it's already Mechlekes, the Rambam, and the Ravid. The Rishonim and Chumash, the Ramban, Rabbi Nechaye, when they speak about the Shita Alfishni and the Chat Choruv, referring to when the Torah says that the world is Sheshes Yomim, and you have your Meshvi, so the Ramban is arichus to explain how every one of the days of the Brio is connected to one of the millenniums that we have in this world. And when he speaks about the Elif Hashvi, he says the Ramban, Hayom Hashvi Shabbos Remez Loilam Abo, Shakulo Shabbos Umenucho L'chai Olamim. As we know, it's Menucho L'chai Olamim. Mashuv the Ramban, it's not a destruction. It's a time of Menucho. It's compared to Shabbos. Says Rabbeinu B'chai a little more clearly. He says, Hayom Hashvi Keneged Elif Hashvi Shekulo Shabbos Menucho L'chai Olamim. It's after the unbelievable pleasure that belongs to Olam Haba, that's the Elif Hashvi. That's what it means, the Menucha. It's a rest. The Choruv means you're not busy with the world, you're just resting and having pleasure. And interesting enough, another Rishon, the Rashbi is Rav Shlomo ben Shimon Duran, and his Tshuva Sefer in Siman Taf Lamed Vov, he brings this Machlokes. And then he says, someone who does not believe that there's a Chiddush in the world, he's Makhish the Toyo. Chol Kol Ba'Yisrael Chayav Lamin B'zeh. Avlim Osid Li Chorev Eloi, will there be a destruction to the world? Ein no Mazik B'Choy Ka'emuno. You don't have to believe in that. Meaning, the Rashi says, I believe the world will be destroyed. But if you hold like the opinion of the Rambam, that's fine too. It's not a kfira to say the world will not be choruv. And then he goes on to bring these two opinions, and he says he disagrees with the opinion of the Rambam, and he concludes, Atata amin b'ma shetirtze b'zeh. Already the Rishon brings it, the machlekes will be a churban or not. But the Mekubalim, based on the Arizal and all that came after him, they all agree with the Ramban, Rabbeinu B'chaye, that the world will not literally be destroyed, but it's a time of Olam Haba, a time of Menucha. As brought down also in the Magid Mishurim, the Beis Yosef, that he asked the Malach, or the Magid Mishurim, is the dreams that the Beis Yosef had, that the Malach came to speak to him. And there in Parshas Vayakel, he says that when it says, Chad Choruv, Hainu lemeimar, the zman chias amesim, in time of chias amesim, du bosu yemoisa Mashiach, mean after yemoisa Mashiach, yechariv almo, the world will be destroyed, mitavois vekisufim dehai almo. From the taivis of this world, there will be a minucha from all the challenges this world has. And it goes on, they say, there will be no Yetzirah, and therefore there will be no mitzvahs, cause all the mitzvahs to come and to be able to withstand the Yetzirah. But if I don't have the Yetzirah, I don't have the challenge, I don't have mitzvahs. That's what it means, Chat Choruv. And here in the Sugya, the Ben Yehoyado explains it. He says that we don't speak about an actual Churban Vishmama, but we're talking about that there will be a better nature in the world. Teva v'choyim mi'ule v'yofe mi'oi chain b'ta'a ra. There's nothing bad. Everything will be good. That's considered to be charev. This part of the world will be destroyed. And so he brings his Shuvah Sefer, Sefer called Torah Lishma, and the end of Simon Taf Ayin Beis. So he goes on to explain Api Kabbalah. But charev means that the level where the world is today will be destroyed, and it will be a different level, a higher level. And so explains Yitzchak Eisenchover very clearly in a Sefer Siach Yitzchok on the Maim Rabinian base Nunim HaFuchim, and he goes and says, what does it mean the Chad Charuv is the Elef Hashviyus Man Kibul Schar Shel Tzadikim Shu Neged Yom HaShabbos. And the reason is called Churban, Unikar Churban Olam, because the Hanahaga of Olam Hazeh will be changed to be something which is Menucha Voinig Nefesh. So Nimtza, that the later Mekubalim agreed that Chad Choruv doesn't mean the actual Churban, but it's the time of Olam Habo, the time of the Schar HaNitzchi. And just to be Mitzayin, what the Ramchal goes on to speak about, that after the 7,000 year, there's a few other thousands where the Neshama is elevated to high Madrego and the Guf is elevated to high Madrego. So we talk about the 7th millennia, that's stage 1 of Olam Habo. But then there's the 8th, the 9th, the 10th, and then you get to what's called Netzach, which is eternity, and that's something that we can't even comprehend. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.